This is the Jeff Ward Show.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda is to make you think.
Brands that people hate, speaking of which. Brands that people hate. There's a lot to do with this. I don't know how fair it is, but that doesn't really matter. So, brands that people hate. You don't buy just on feelings. Okay? So I'll set it up this way. The most hated brands list has been published. Of course, the most loved brands list was published, and this is the back end of that. There are two ways to get at this. You hate them because you hate them and who you think they are. Okay, separate them out. Okay, listen to me here. You hate them because you don't like them and you don't like who you think they are. Or you hate them and you don't use them because it just is not any good. I give you Spirit Airlines. So we get a real discrepancy here in how you feel about and what you think of these products and why or these brands and why you hate them. You can say it doesn't matter, and that's not entirely true. I know people love to say that. Well, I don't care about that stuff anyway. I don't care about how I feel about them. That's not true. You have a reference point for everything. You do. And it does matter. A lot of business people will say, in particular, the feelings you have, the feelings generations of the Gen Zs and the millennials, they need to connect. They need to feel good about it. Don't act like that doesn't matter to them. Now, you can say, well, I'm not a Gen Z. I'm not a millennial even. I'm older than that, and this stuff doesn't matter. Even then, it does. One of the great business minds of our generation is a guy by the name of Roy Spence, and he wrote a book, and it was, it's not what you sell, it's what you stand for. So to say that it doesn't matter, I don't think it's true. But then, the most hated brands. Some of this is not fair, and I'm even going to, you ready for it? I might even defend Team Trump here. I'm not sure this is entirely fair, but I'm going to plead some ignorance about Trump properties. It's a little bit of a giveaway. So the list of 100 of the 100 favorite brands, we're now at the bottom of that. Twitter, Meta, and TikTok are three of the world's biggest social media giants. They're also three of the brands with the worst reputations in the United States, according to the recently released 2023 Axios Harris Poll of 100 reputation rankings. The Harris Poll is compiled by asking more than 16,000 Americans to score the 100 companies they considered most visible across 9 categories of reputation. All right, so different stuff. They asked you different stuff. Meta and Twitter both scored poorly in the culture and ethics categories. I don't know. Is their culture bad? Huh. I'm not sure I agree with that. I don't know. TikTok underperformed in citizenship and character. What's wrong with TikTok's character? What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh, I think it's a crack pipe. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's probably mostly a brilliant crack pipe. I don't know that I'm in position to say that TikTok has terrible character. Now, I think it is a little sketchy about ownership and that kind of stuff, but the character? So we keep going here. I think you'll find this interesting, and you probably should react to each and every one of them. The 7 brands with the worst reputations in America. Now, decide which are primarily, this is why I think you should do this, in your own mind. You can scream it out loud. I don't care. Decide which are primarily based on feelings and dislike. I think TikTok would fit in that category. TikTok is great at what it does. It really is. It's the best crack pipe in social media, is it not? But obviously you've got some reasons to mistrust. So decide which are primarily based on your feelings and dislike and which ones earn the reputation with fundamental flaws with their product or service. Because I do think those are two really distinct tracks here. And I say that using a few of these as pretty good examples. Okay, so TikTok is number 7. Spirit Airlines is number 6. I don't think you have a... Spirit Airlines would be the example. The Spirit Airlines isn't TikTok. I mean, TikTok's product, TikTok's delivery is brilliant. TikTok's reputation, fair or unfair, politically, is not so great. I don't know that Spirit Airlines has a reputation other than you think the product and service sucks. That's one of those differences. I think they have earned your mistrust by not delivering. Number five is Meta. I'm not sure I get that. I don't know what all they've done wrong. I just said, other than that goofy ad that Mark Zuckerberg did in front of that fireplace. Twitter is number four. Fox Corporation is number three. Yeah. You know, giant defamation suit would probably do it. Yeah. Number two is FTX. How is FTX not number one? How in the world could you say that FTX, which is the Bernie Madoff, it is Enron, our lifetime of giant business controversy goes Enron, Bernie Madoff, and FTX. They lied to you. And a lot of people lost a lot of money. Americans named the Trump Organization as the company with the worst public perception in the United States. It's the only business on the list with a very poor overall score. Okay, I don't know if that's fair. Here I go. I'm going to defend the Trump Organization by pleading almost total ignorance. It's the only business with a very poor score? How did Spirit have a better than poor score? How did FTX not have a poor score? What part of stealing from you is not bad? Only Trump? And it's the Trump Organization, to be fair. The Trump Organization scored particularly low in the character, trust, and ethics categories. All right, let's do this. Hey, everybody, is it possible? I've never stayed at a Trump property. I've never been to a Trump resort. I've been to Doral, but that was before Trump owned it, I believe. So let's back off a little bit here. Look, I think he's an authoritarian jackass that's terrifying. Don't get me wrong. I think the thing politically is made up. I don't think he has a political spine in existence. I think the only reason why the guy is where he is politically is he'll let any audience talk him into anything. That said, he may be good at running hotels for all I know. I have no idea. Have you ever stayed at one? My only experience is staring across the street at one in Vegas. It looks pretty depressing to me, but I don't know that he's terrible at running hotels. I'm not quite sure that's fair. I don't know how in the world you can be rated worse than FTX. That feels like that should be impossible. I'll give an example. Steve Wynn. I mean, it's funny that the two of them are, they were once rivals, and then Steve Wynn became the head of fundraising for the Republican National Committee, and he and Trump became friends again, for all I know. I know this, Steve Wynn, who got run out of his own business for some pretty awful things, sexually awful things, the guy can run a hotel, right? People that are good at hotels are like people that are good at restaurants. They know attention to detail and they're really good at it. You know the difference. And I know his hotels are good. I'm not saying he's a great dude. I used to see him walking around the casino floor. The guy knows how to run a hotel and a casino. They ran him out and still good. But is Trump not any good at that? I mean, I don't think it's fair. And I know it's impossible to separate the two, but I think it's fair to separate the two. It may be that his hotels are pretty good. I don't know. I don't know that his hotels are Spirit Airlines. So I'm going to say I find it hard to believe that Trump hotels are worse than FTX. I got to tell you, that's pretty bad. Now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX has the second worst reputation amongst Americans following its collapse, you think? This is a billion-dollar class action lawsuit. Fox Corporation, of course, finished, what did they finish? Third of the most hated brands in America. BP and Bitcoin just missed out on the top seven, but still earned poor ratings. Fashion houses, here's the in your bottom 10. Fashion businesses, Balenciaga and Shine, were number 10 and 16. Balenciaga, if you don't remember, isn't that the one that had the kids in the leather? Wasn't that them? Right? The children were holding a harness or something. Like it's got like this BSDM thing. BDSM, what is it? Balenciaga had a bad year. I don't know, financially may have had a fine year, but reputation-wise, are you kidding? So that's your bottom 10. I don't know. I don't know how fair it is. I don't even know how much your distrust has hurt sales. Right? Think about that. I don't know. Has anyone ever broken down what has happened to the bottom line of Trump Hotels since he's become politically active in some twisted way? So the bottom seven go Trump Organization, FTX, Fox, Twitter. That's really working out well for him, isn't it? Really going well. Things are really picking up. Meta, Spirit Airlines, and TikTok. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was living a life of celebrity and luxury. He had a penthouse in the Bahamas with friends that was 100% paid for. He was on the cover of Forbes and Vanity Fair, and to many in the crypto space, he was a game changer. On top of that, he wasn't a Wall Street stiff. He wore T-shirts and running shoes and played League of Legends in board meetings. The business world knew him as SBF. But this quirky young kid who seemingly had taken crypto by storm was hiding a dark secret, according to prosecutors, and it all came apart in only 1 month. His exchange collapsed, he was in handcuffs, and thousands of investors blamed him for their losses. From Bloomberg and Wondery comes Spellcaster, a compelling new six-part docuseries about the rise and fall of FTX and its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried. Follow Spellcaster wherever you get your podcasts. And Prime members, you can listen to episodes ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Music app today. Babbel is a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. But I can tell you firsthand how easy learning a new language can be with Babbel. So let me start by telling you how Babbel works. Then we'll talk about how it's worked for my family. Babbel gives you 15-minute lessons created by language experts, and the lessons are built around real life. So you have practical conversations about travel, relationships, business, you name it. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages that include Spanish, French, Italian, and I guess the new language in my house, German. So here's my connection to Babbel. So one of my kids is going to Germany this summer, and he wanted to learn enough German to feel comfortable, so we got the Babbel app. And in less than 2 months, his fluency in German is amazing. He's not just getting by, he's going to fit right in. He followed the Babbel app just as instructed. So what you need to do now is go to babbel.com/Jeff Ward. That's B-A-B-B-E-L, babbel.com/Jeff Ward, to get 55% off your subscription right now. Do it now. I know it works. I'm hearing proof every single day. It's babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off your subscription. B-A-B-B-E-L, that's babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off. Babbel, language for life. Here's the list of the top earning mascots in the NBA. I bring it up because, well, the number is pretty outrageous. I said the top earning mascots. I don't know how anybody knows. But Yahoo News reports the NBA's top earning mascots for the 2023 season. Number one happens to be in the finals, although they sort of choked it off last night. That's Rocky, the mascot of the Denver Nuggets. Do you know how much Rocky makes? That's $625,000 a year. I don't even know what Rocky looks like. Is he a Nugget? Wait, what is? The Nuggets had 16 nationally televised games in the regular season. That's half as many as the Golden State Warriors' 30. But Rocky still makes $625,000 a year. Oof, he works 50. What does he work? 50? 50 a year? That's being generous? 82-game regular season. Let's throw a few on top of that. Let's just round it up to 50 to 55. Rocky makes $625,000 dressed like I don't know what. And who knows if it's even Rocky? How do you know? A lot of you can relate to this. My goal is to eat healthy and stress-free this spring, and you will not find healthier and easier options than Factor Meals. Here's why. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. See, that's healthy and easy. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. This includes popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan. On top of the amazing options from Factor Meals, you have the option of 60 different add-ons every week. This can include breakfast or on-the-go lunch or even snacks. It's healthy and easy, so get started today. Chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, or truffle butter. And the Factor meals are no-mess meals. That means no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Heat and savor the good stuff. It's that easy. Factor meals are all about your schedule. Customize your weekly meals and get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to match your lifestyles. You want healthy and easy, or just easy? Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Try Factor Meals. You'll love it. My family's crazy about them. Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 and you get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Remember it. It's factormeals.com/JeffWard50. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, boost your performance by going to BlueChew.com. That's Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Listen up. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets, and best of all, at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It works. Discover your options by going to BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal. Try BlueChew.com free when you use the promo code Jeff Ward at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. Do this now. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. BlueChew sponsors this podcast. Next up is Harry the Hawk. The official mascot of the Atlanta Hawks makes $600,000 a year. Then there's the Chicago's Benny the Bull. Makes $400,000 a year. Go the Gorilla. Now, Go the Gorilla did actually make mascots famous. Go the Gorilla is the one that was doing the dunks. Okay? That was kind of cool. Go the Gorilla is the mascot of the Phoenix Suns. Of course, Gorilla. Yeah. It's exactly what's on the logo. It's the Gorilla. What? Go the Gorilla makes $200,000. Hugo the Hornet, they're terrible. Made $100,000 last year. So those are your top-earning mascots of 2023. And apparently they didn't do a very good job because at least three of the five, they didn't even make the playoffs.